Hello, this is Hannah. You are listening to Jesus with Hannah Messenger. I have a message and it's about hope. It's about a greater purpose and a greater love and about life. So stay tuned and God bless you.
Everybody, God bless you and good morning. And for those who may be living in darkness and sadness and depression, I just want to tell you there is a hope, there is a greater meaning to this life, because I used to be very depressed and I was seeking the answer and the meaning, and finally I found that there is a God and He has a purpose. He has this greater love and this greater life that you can receive inside of you. You can start walking in hope again. You can have dreams and visions what you want to do with your life. But best of all, He can make you appreciate the sun and the grass and the trees around you. And just, you will look at things in a different way, because you will become born again on your inside. The light will come and shine inside of you. That's why God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to show you this true love, this life, that there is really a God. Okay, there's many religions in the world, but I want to tell you about Jesus, because He is the only one. He called Himself the Son of God. He said, "I have come that they may have life, and life abundantly." So please don't give up. Don't take your own life, or don't run away from things and drugs and alcohol. Don't just go to the doctors. You can go to the doctors, you can get help. But please go to the source of life that is in this man, Jesus. I didn't know Him. I heard about Him before, but some Christians prayed for me and I met Him. I met God. He showed me my life, that He had always been with me. He's trying to reach out to every person through faith. He's trying to reach out, but so many times we just push it away. We're like, "No, it can't be God. I think that's a coincidence, or I don't believe in Him." And many times we have problems because we are hurt. We're so hurt and we're asking God, "How can you do this? How can you let this happen?" But He wants to help us. He don't want the bad things to happen. But there is an evil force in this world. It is the devil and people that are being fooled to do evil. We were not created to do evil things. We were created for love, for kindness, and for beautiful things. But you know, back way time ago, there was a fall, and man, they fell in darkness. But that's why Jesus came, so we can have back our true identity. And to know this love, that is what I wanted to tell you today, is that there is a greater meaning. There is a greater love. Have you heard about the love of God? Have you heard about Jesus? Have you met someone who showed you true love? I want you to begin to believe in hope again today and seek this person. Not religion. I'm not talking about Christian faith or Catholicism or Orthodox or Pentecostal. I'm not talking about different religions. I'm talking about Jesus, the man, the Son of God, the Messiah, Jesus. Who is He? Did He really die? Or, and most of all, did He rise again? Did He live? Did you know that He can come to you and speak to your spirit? He can speak to your heart. So, I really met God, and He showed me many things, but Jesus has helped me. I've seen a lot of miracles. So next time I will talk about Jesus. So was He really on this earth? Or was He just a fictional person? Because some people, they don't know so much about Him. So I will give a little bit what I know about Jesus, like some facts, historical reasons and things like that. And then maybe I can talk about another subject. But this first subject was about hope. That there is a greater meaning, and there is something to heal. So
someone we can lean to and trust, and someone who can help us. You are not alone, you are not helpless, but you need to receive him. You need to start speaking to him in your life so that you can accept this light, because he can't help you if you don't open. You have a free will, everybody has a free will, but just start listening to the name of Jesus.